fortunate enough to have a lot of volunteers and interns who do a remarkable job working on these very difficult files. And we also have a few lawyers who are very, very dedicated and committed to, you know, we want to look at systemic issues. You know, people talk about, for example, racial profiling in policing. But racial profiling also occurs in youth protection. You know, we've been tackling racial profiling against Inuit children at Batshaw, you know, the youth protection, English-speaking youth protection. We talk, have to broaden the conversation because we want to really put our fingers on where the real kitchen table issues are, and that have not been talked about.
No, definitely. Please come back, Mr. Nemi, because there's so much more conversation that he, boy, you laid out like 20, 30 different issues.
So
I don't know how you sleep at night, Mr. Nemi. It was a beautiful thing, man. Please come back to the show. And on behalf of everybody in our community, we want to thank you for all your hard work that you've done, because Lord knows it's not easy what you're doing. Over 200 cases a year. And I'm pretty sure it's more than that.
Well, look, you know, just like Whitney Houston used to sing, you have to believe.
Amen.
You have to believe. You have to have faith. And you have to follow your heart.
Man, we appreciate you. Much of my say, we're speaking with Executive Director Fo Nemi. He's Executive Director for CAR, Center for Research Action on Race Relations. We appreciate you.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Montreal International Documentary Festival is celebrating its 25th edition, a unique opportunity to enjoy the best documentary films from all around the world.
This fall, the RIDM returns exclusively to theaters.
Y'all didn't even catch that this morning. It's the Moon One Mix, Guardians of the Galaxy. This is how we do things this morning. Let's go.
Vito on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
La STM vous souhaite la bienvenue à bord.
It's a joke or it's a game or something, you know? I don't play no more games, man.
Staring at my wrist, yeah, blew a kiss on her. Water, diamond, crystal, water. Keep your kiss from mystical. Smoke, what's your temperature? Bet not at all mention them. Get you wet, intentional. We said hits ain't missing them. Bought another gun in them. Bulletproof like government. Grew up with my brother, them. Big bro always hustling. Since my brother got killed, it ain't no fighting, ain't no tussling. Still fighting in the cars for my kids, I need some custody. Fake that counterfeit. Money boost my confidence. Hating, that's unfortunate. I get checks on corporate. White diamonds like porcelain. You can't call yourself rich if you do not own no mortgages. Sometimes when I'm home, I feel alone like it's an orphanage. Long. When it's cold outside, you better grip on your heat. She got so much mileage, she tryna work one on me. I had so much knowledge, I had to get out the streets. That's why I didn't graduate college. White ceramic AP, white black ceramic AP. Black, that's 400 a piece. If I front, that's a fee. When I poured out the chopper, he act like he couldn't speak. I been focused on me. Let's hunt and rats in the breeze. I had shackles on feet. I adapt in the street. I drew sauce in my sleep. Drew baddest to my arm. Wish they was me. I'ma do it wrong. They was doubting on me. They counterfeit. Money boosts my confidence. Hating, that's unfortunate. I get checks on corporate. White diamonds like porcelain. You can't call yourself rich if you do not own no mortgages. Sometimes when I'm home, I feel alone like it's an orphanage. Alone. When it's cold outside, you better grip on your heat. She got so much mileage, she tryna work one on me. I had so much knowledge, I had to get out the streets. Do everything, B.I.G., you babies to me. Talk. Treat that little boy like my son, it's a switch on my glee. Whoop, I ain't texting no nothing, you might spill all the tea. No, quick to leave a don't seem reckless messaging me. Right now, rich with broke habits, driving the Maybach on E. They just booked me for 200, spent this on my
certified player, ain't no referee. You OD, how? She say I be pouring too much of that lean. VV, you see every color when these diamonds hit the light. AJ gave me 15 M's, ain't do number rap my life. Everybody got opinions telling me to spend it right. You ain't never had this much money, I can't take your advice. I done rolled more PJs than I put on PJs. Might just drop same time I op, your release day. Been had them shoes some months ago before you put on them J's. I can show you how to get paid, I know 100 some ways. Go!
They counterfeit, money boost my confidence. Hating that's unfortunate, I get checks on corporate. White diamonds like porcelain, you can't call yourself rich if you do not own no mortgages. Sometimes when I'm home I feel alone like it's an orphanage. Long, when it's cold
there's only one moon chasing. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
I ain't gonna lie, you niggas in trouble. Can't sign it until it's double. Rich young can't no scope, I'm quick with the blick, that's on my brother. Take a risk every day with my life, I'ma roll that dice like a tenner. Four, go to the bank, deposit money every weekend till I break that. Say that I got enough money in my pocket. I need smoke, I ain't been asleep in a good damn week, I'm this and that. You can't say I'm broke, me and my brother had bump beds. I was on the bottom of the damn to the floor. Now when you step in my crib, you can lay on my bed with 20-something. Long look like turkey legs. Thank God every day that I ain't dead. That guy ain't gotta know how to play it. Gotta keep my head with one in the head. Rowing the beds, he locked up state. Cheese in the spread on his plate. Money on his book, so you know he's straight. Shane so big, look like he Jamaican. See them coming, saying I'm faking. I make fake that bitch. I'm playing. First little deal, I took a little bit out of that. Then 20K on the net. Up a couple meals, still winning on the drill. I'm CEO, but I'm in the field with the bitch. Throw my dog a bone, need him to go fetch. When he brought me back, had a whole damn set. Bleed purple, see purple, we. No D. Small circle, start the urkel. Further still. Main lurking, brain hurting, chains hurting. Same person, think about murder. Pain, perfect drugs, working, lanes swerving. In a vert with something, I'm working. Roll, roll up one. Trap doing numbers, it jump, jump, jump. No, don't throw my gun. Get out of car, run for a drunk run. Oh, these my sons. They be to them, I ain't got none for them. Bad, look like ice spicy. She the real money. Whoa.
Back outside, boys, told the 70 on the strip, I'm ready to die. Cutting the traction, bet in the corner, bet I make glide. Try to bring the John, tell me he ain't know how we cha-cha slide. I'll never lose sleep over no way too much pride. Fill it up in a briefcase, split it with the vibes. Stroke. My right wrist, Van Cleef. I spent days in the East trying to figure if I'm geek. This tweaking talk too much while I was geek. Blew my peak, rap, so I'm on the street. This sweet. I went half a million on Rosé, did 4 million on my ice. Couple million on my cars, I went Tyson, I'm too nice. Shot me on the street, wanted to talk, so he asked my price. The number was high as me, I ain't gonna lie. I was with this little wall, I think she buy. Tweaking the seats, God is coming back. Back outside, boys, told the 70 on the strip, I'm ready to die. Cutting the traction, bet in the corner, bet I make glide. Try to bring the drive, tell me he ain't know how we cha-cha slide. I'll never lose sleep over no way too much pride. Fill it up in a briefcase, split it with the vibes.
I had to cut the mix. I had to cut the mix early, Vanessa.
Wow.
We got to do some community updates.
We got stuff to
we
do.
We got to do some community updates. Oh, man. So many different things is going on. So stay to your event one more time, because you guys have a new one coming up? Or are you just giving away China?
We're just giving away dinnerware sets. $3.99. Just register and come pick them up at our office.
Did you say $3.99?
Yes.
Okay. No, I kept hearing $3.99.
$3.99.
All right, so let's do some community updates. We call it a segment. You can thank me later. November 25th to 27th, Place Belle, 6th Division 1 NCAA basketball teams will face off in November's Northern Classic. You can get tickets online. So that's, what's it called? November's Northern Classic. So that's going down. Montreal nonprofit collective Yellow Pad Sessions delighted to present Compassion, the second installment of its latest cultural event, Optimista, an ambitious multidisciplinary, that's a long word,
that's a lot
art
of
project
words.
Intended to inspire and encourage during uncertain times through a celebration of human spirit. So next Saturday, November 19th, they're actually going to come on the show next Friday. Maison d'Architecture Verdun will be hosting the evening. Two powerful films, the Oscar-winning short, The Queen of Basketball, and the multiple award-winning animated documentary, Flea. And it's a moving keynote addressed by Afghan-American journalist, novelist, human rights activist, and LGBTQIA+ Advocate, Nemat Sadat. Mm-hmm. Man's law stuff. So that's going on. And before I forget, because Lorena's going to kill me, let's go with this. So Diva Classic. So Montreal beauty guru Diva Classic launches pre-Black Friday deals, giving shoppers incredible holiday savings. You know we love a savings, Vanessa. I don't do Christmas, so. But for those that I know many do.
We'll work on
Vanessa
that.
With the shade. So Diva Classic has revealed its biggest sale ever for their beauty products, just in time for the upcoming holiday season. Whether searching for the perfect on-trend gift, hosting a holiday celebration, or the perfect stocking stuffer, customers will find incredible prices at 50% off on all items such as lashes, brushes, beauty blenders, and more. What's a beauty blender?
It's how you blend your makeup. It's that sponge that looks like an egg that men are like, what are y'all doing? It blends the foundation.
I love the sponge egg. So Christmas can be expensive and sales aren't as big as they used to be. So I wanted to create a sale that gets people excited to shop for Christmas and hopefully they choose to buy their beauty products from Diva Classic, says Michaela Aline, CEO of Diva Classic. I went to college with her. She's good people, boy. She go, and she know her makeup. But no,
okay.
So customers can shop early and save big all month long with Black Friday worthy deals available now at divaclassic.com. So I'll put the link up in our link tree, Detour514. Now we're going to go back to the mix. I think we have a mayor of Côte d'Ivoire, NDG. I didn't know we had one of those. Let me play a bit more music. Let me go back to my Drake and then we'll come back with the mayor.
I don't know nothing about no crime or no news. I'm an eye, but I never tell you who. When she walks, she get on planes and take up two. My member just got out, he's still on paper, still a shoot. Still a shoot. Love him, he stay down just like a roof. She a 10, tryna rap, it's good on mute. It's financial, girl, I got the loot. For the bands, look, baby, what you gon' do? Chop a can of that, they're the juice, yeah. I'm the president, some secret service, we down the dump, yeah. Who the president, I never voted once, yeah. If I did, I would vote Tiana Trump, yeah. If you play with me, I'm backing out that one. I treat me a tickets like a 100 racks. Tweaking the seats, God is coming back. Back outside, boys, told the 70 on the strip, I'm ready to die. Cutting the traction, bet in the corner, bet I make the glide. Try to bring the drive, tell me he ain't know how we cha-cha slide. I'll never lose sleep over no way too much pride. Fill it up in a briefcase, split it with the vibes.
Yeah, 21.
What? Insensitive. I'm not filtered.
Chicken wing.
I'm not censored. Things could go left.
21. Can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little rich flex for me?
21.
Then 21. Can you do something for me?
21.
Drop some bars to my ex for me. Then 21.
21.
Can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops next for me?
Okay.
21. Do your thing. 21. Do your thing.
21. Yellow diamonds in the watch. This cost a lot. Never send a bitch or die. That's how you get shot. I DM in vanish mode. I do that shit a lot. Took her panties off and it's thicker than a plot. All my S's ain't nothing. I'm busted. If my ops ain't rapping, they is stuckin'. You ain't ready to pull the trigger. Don't clutch it. I know you on your period, baby. Can you suck it? I'm a savage.
21.
Smacker, booty, and magic. I slap a with the ratchet. I might slap a track on his whip and get the addy. Don't call me on Christmas Eve. Call your dad.
21.
Call your uncle. Don't call me.
21.
Always in my ear, your a fleet. Why my arse be posting guns and only use they feet? Hey, like an athlete, I got.
You know, I'm the captain of a ship, and I look behind me and I see a lot of people on board. And, you know, full steam ahead. That's just kind of how I have to keep rocking for right now. And hopefully I can find somebody that, you know, can just stand beside me at the wheel and help me steer while we keep the journey going, as opposed to me having to pull over and stop because that person is getting seasick. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whipping the Vespa off of six tequilas. Big Benjamins like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Drake, you got it. Robert Kraft sent the jet for us. That shit was patriotic. You would think we live in Baltimore the way they raving about the latest product. Teaching niggas how to mind their business and my latest stuff. Might be the only teacher that gets paid enough. That's why I'm in Hyde Park buying like half a hairs. You niggas are too concerned with making sure your outfits gon' match in pairs. If we don't like you, you paying tax and tariffs. Come to the six and I'm like the acting sheriff. Deputy, first guy to America, niggas wouldn't.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I was like, why is there two beats play? Montreal, my city, 8:15 in the morning. This is our community episode. This is our community episode. We have a superwoman on the show. I didn't even know we had a mayor of Côte de Neige and Energy.
That's
excuse my ignorance.
Honestly.
I'm so amazed when I see you guys in person because I'm used to seeing you on posters.
That's true.
On posters.
Very post smile. But she's stunning in person too, y'all.
The Congolese queen. We'll talk about the who has the best rice at the end of the show. We got the mayor of Côte d'Ivoire,
yes,
NDG. That's a very mixy borough.
Oh,
to say the least. We have Miss Gracia Kasoki Katawa. Did I say it properly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, welcome to the Morning Detour.
Thank you for having me.
Well, before we start the festivities, it is Remembrance Day. I see you're the one person to have the poppy, so we're going to sell off your poppy. I want to take pictures with you this morning. But it being Remembrance Day, and you being the mayor of Côte d'Ivoire NDG, and we do have some veterans that do live in the borough, what does Remembrance Day mean to you as mayor, and what message do you have to the people?
So, clearly, I want to thank them and their family for their service. Last weekend, we were at an event with the NDG Legion.
Okay.
So it was a big commemoration event, a beautiful event. Actually, we want to push it maybe forward for next year. Different families were there, but we really want to invite the community to be with us for that day. One thing for me that is also important is to highlight, maybe the black people who were there also during the different wars, people from, I think we say Aboriginal people.
Yeah, Aboriginal people there.
That were there also. So, like, people from really different different backgrounds, I will say, that were there and fought for Canada, basically. So I want to thank them. And I don't know if you know this, maybe we're going to talk about this later, but I'm a nurse and I was really on the on the field during the pandemic. I cannot compare this to any war that our veterans went to, but it really felt like we were on the battlefield, really. Many of us were there from different backgrounds. So I hope that in history, we remember all the people who were there to fight for us.
Well, they definitely put your picture up there. Now, my producers are saying we have to do a moment of silence for the veterans that have fought for our country and served our country.
Yes.
So take a minute right now. Take a minute to celebrate Remembrance Day and then also highlight the number 2 Construction Battalion. They're known as the Black Battalion. Man, I cried when I see them. I think Canada Post had put them on the stamp a couple years back. So let's take a minute of silence for Remembrance Day. Got to do a radio minute. We got to do like on TV. I can't give the long minute. Now listen. Let's get into the meat and potatoes here, Miss Katawa. Congolese background. You were a nurse. You're already busy. We were born at the Jewish already. You was already busy.
Yes, I was.
Who told you to get into politics? I said, listen, you have the smile. So, okay, she had the Magic Johnson smile.
Yeah, 100%. You know,
when I got your picture, I'm like, okay, she has good skin. You have a face. No, because when I think about
all black women, though, come on now.
No, not everybody has good skin. And it has nothing to do with race. Don't get bothered. Some of y'all eat too much cheese. Don't let the pores hold you back. But that's neither here or there. But the reason why I bring up how attractive and how pleasing your smile is that, because I think in politics, you have to trust the people on the posters. Yes. I think there's a certain level of trust with the people on the poster. Alive, Vanessa?
No, it's
alive?
True.
I saw your posters around Uptown, and just like, yeah, that's a face I can trust. But what led you to go into politics? Because you have all the major law, the infirmière yes. degrees and all that. Mm-hmm. You're already a super nurse.
No, I was not. I mean, I think what people call a super nurse is the infirmière, so nurse practitioner, yeah. if you say in English. So I'm a nurse clinician, basically. Mm. But... I am a nurse. I don't want to say that I was a nurse. I am still
yes,
a nurse.
Yes, I know you're proud to say okay. I'm still a proud.
I'm still.
It's only 24 hours in a day, you know, Miss Katawa.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm not. You know, beside patients. I wanted to do so. You know, I thought maybe, you know, during my vacation as a mayor, I could go back to the hospital and give some shift, but that's not happening. It's not possible.
Look out for medical records. Look out for medical records. You know, you know, Ashif Medico don't get a lot of love at the hospital. The nurses during the pandemic, y'all did a great job during the pandemic. All frontline workers, especially the nurses, you guys are there. You know, listen, I can't work with the mask. But once I get to my desk and Ashif Medico, my mask off. Yeah. But I was real jealous. You guys got food. I saw y'all get food. For 31 days.
Yeah. No, thinking about his belly.
No. You need food in your belly to be energetic to get the work done. Y'all got food for 31 days, Ms. Kato, as nurses.
Yes. So I studied in nursing and I studied actually in Quebec City. That's where I grew up.
Okay.
So I came to Montreal because I wanted to work in a more diverse background.
Okay.
When I started my internship, I was like, no, this is not possible. I've always been the only black person in school and everything, so I didn't want this to continue at work. So that's why I said, you know what? Let me move to Côte des Neiges, not only Montreal, but the most diverse borough.
Say it again. Say it again for some of the people in the back because we got Hoodstock coming up next. Oh, I got some jokes about Molly out.
No.
People go missing already. P, don't get me started. but why did you go Côte des Neiges and not Montréal Nord?
I mean, because there was the Jewish General Hospital there that was it's a good hospital. And it was really an honor for me to work there. But I wanted really to come and work in a diverse background.
Okay.
And I had colleagues from all over the world, and that was really something, that I appreciated. So why I say that I'm still a nurse, because many people don't know that nurses, they have a political role as well. We think that the nurses, we only have our clinical role, but we also have a political role. To be able to get things done for the patient, you need to have some political skills into the hospital.
Okay.
You know? She done did the head shake, okay? With the head shake.
I told y'all to follow us on the Twitch, on the YouTube, on the Facebook, D254. You're missing all the mannerisms. Listen, all dignitaries have to come to the Detour. It's the best conversation in the country.
So you need to have some political skill, and you are somebody who wants the best for the people when you are a nurse, really. So I was working as a nurse clinician, but I was also really involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So different political party approach me, you know, at
smile.
Every election.
You a face we can trust, Ms. Katwa. Like, let's go.
But they were approaching me, and I always said no. I said I was not ready. It was not my time. And when Projet Montréal approached me for this election, because during the pandemic, I really noticed the importance of the cities.
Mm.
So we literally save people's lives with the cities during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I understood the direct impact that the cities has on people's lives.
Yeah, for sure.
So I said, you know what? For me, going and running as mayor is basically a continuation of the work that I've been doing as a nurse.
Right.
Because as a mayor, I work on, maybe we're going to talk about housing.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about housing.
I work on active mobility. Mm. I work on everything related to the environment. We have impact on people's mental health.
Yeah.
So for me, it's really a continuation of being a nurse. So I'm still a nurse.
I love I love the bridge that you've created for yourself professionally. I'm the HR girl, by the way. So like all of this is like, it's connecting. So you've been mayor for a year now.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Is it what you envisioned? And what do you continue to envision for Projet Montréal? Like, what kind of changes are you foreseeing doing soon?
Yes. So... is it what I envisioned? I know that I was ready for it, but... I was surprised I was really ready for it. I mean, I told you a bit the fact that for me, being a mayor is really a continuation of the nursing profession. One of the other elements that is linked, that is, the skills that I was using as a nurse that I'm still using as a mayor. You know, as a nurse, you meet new people every day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to quickly understand what the needs are and what is the problematic, and then work with them and different partners to, you know, find a solution. Yeah. I'm doing the exact same thing as a nurse. I meet new people every day. I need to quickly understand what are the issues, what is the problematic, and how I could help them to figure it out.
Yeah.
So those, I was really surprised how much I was using those skills as a mayor.
So she's only going to be a nurse for a short time. That's all that's telling me is that you're going to go deeper into politics. She said it with her chest too. Is that the Congolese in you? like the very strong pride, like, I'm black, I'm proud, and you're not gonna make me feel uncomfortable. I'm getting that sense from you that, like, you're a really proud black woman, and you understand that you're smart, and you understand you can impact a lot of people's lives, and that's the vibe I get off of you.
And I always say that my life would not make any sense if I'm not having impact on people's life. You know, I come from Congo, but not everybody in Congo have a
let's put it en français.
Comment dire, je viens vraiment finalement d'une famille qui était pauvre. Donc moi, I come from the eastern part of the Congo. For people who know, it's a place where women are used as a weapon of, like, the rape of women is used as a weapon of war. One of my cousins, who were the same age, she died at the age of 30 because she didn't receive the proper healthcare when she was delivering. So when that happened, I was like, so this could have been me, basically. Yeah. She could have been here in this country, and I could have been back in Congo and die at 30 because I didn't have the proper healthcare. So for me, I could not do a job where the only goal, for example, is to make profit.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, okay, make profit, but there needs to be a social link, or there needs to be a social impact to it. So for me, coming in public service really made sense, and I could not do anything else for my life, clearly. So as a nurse, as a mayor, I would always continue to serve the people.
Okay.
Driven by community.
Yeah.
Love that.
Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes. Now let's talk about the achievements and the services. Code Nej, NDG, Strong Foundation. So I got a little kit from you guys here. So start here. Better services for residents.
So what is the question? Sorry.
No, I'm gonna list out all the things that you guys are trying to do. Services for residents.
Yes, yes. So the first year, what we did is that we did things that are maybe not sexy, but in management, it means a lot. So we did a strategic planning, for example. We are reviewing all our urbanism. Bylaws. We are reviewing all that, so it makes sense for the people, and that we could, you know, include things in there, like you know, making sure that we keep the greenery. I think you say qu'on garde le verdissement, par exemple, dans l'arrondissement. So we did things like that. We making sure that we have better 311. I don't know if people know what the 311 is, but it's the place where you call when you have an issue with the city.
Yeah.
So we're making sure that we optimize that service, for example.
Please, because the delay is like 2 weeks. I'm still waiting on mine.
I just want to know, because I know you're in the party with Value Plant, and I love the fact that you guys are very on about environment and the whole green thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the bike paths a little bit?
Yes, you know what I mean?
Okay, we both work at the Jewish, right? Yeah. So what was the plan? So who decides where these bypass go? Is it Value? Because a lot of people ask me, because I'm going to get Value on the show as well. Who is in charge of deciding, okay, we're going to put a bike path there? Is it the mayor? Is there a committee that just does that? Who is in charge of the bike path?
So it depends on where the bike path is. So at the city, there's different type of street. There's what we call the arterial streets and the local streets. So on the big street...
So complicated!
Yeah.
Urbanism.
Exactly. But so... On main streets, I would say, like, Sherbrooke Street. Okay, I'm not saying we're going to put a bike path there, but for example, Sherbrooke Street, it's a road that belongs to the ministère, so that's even more complicated. But there's somebody at Central City in the executive committee with Valérie Plante who's responsible for bigger streets to put bike path, and then the borough are responsible for local streets. So, for example, we just announced that we're going to do Bourette to be able to cross the carré.
That's my street. trees. I don't know. I'm already depressed already, bro. Like, what do you but, leave yeah. me red alone?
Yeah, but so we're planning to do. We needed to find a way to cross the Kerry with a bicycle because people are
you
doing
can ride
it on,
around now.
People are doing it on Queen Mary. Can you imagine? It's like, I see that. I'm like, oh my god, those people are so courageous. I would not be able to do that. So we needed to find a way. So we're gonna put one on Bourette. We decided that to do that. You know, so, but we need to work with Central City to make sure that it makes sense everywhere.
I need to get a job with Central City. See, now we're starting to figure out, okay, these are the departments that we need to get more black people in. Major housing issue.
Yeah.
Major housing across all boroughs, even across the whole province.
Yeah.
Even in, like, the super white provinces, cities in the province.
Housing crisis.
Basically. Yeah, housing crisis. Yeah. So how do you guys plan to combat the housing crisis primarily in NDG and Côte d'Ivoire?
Yeah, that's such a complex issue. So we're working on two elements. You know, there's the social housing and there's affordable housing that we need to work on. Social housing, I think maybe it's really financed by the province. So we are pushing the province to make sure that they recognize that there's a housing crisis and that they put more money into the social housing project. So we're pushing for that. But us, what we do in the city is that we prepare the spaces. So we use what we call a preemption right. Mm. So it's a right that we could use as a city to say, for example, okay, somebody's selling this lot. We're going to be the first one to say we want to buy it. So we keep that lot. And when the money is going to come from the provincial government, we're going to be able to build some social housing there. That's one of the strategy. The second strategy is the affordable housing. Mm. So, and affordable for a long time. And when we say affordable, for example, we say that, you know, people should not spend more than 30% of their income for housing. So we want people to be able to have those type of... And it's really difficult in Côte d'Ivoire and DG, I would say, to have affordable housing. So we're working on Hippodrome, for example.
Listen,
you know, we sell...
Let's take the whole thing down. Okay, but make... Do number six after... But hold on. Before we wrap up, can we talk about the back of the Hippodrome? Because, okay...
The back of the Hippodrome?
Like, so we're really building this mall there, right? Like it's happening?
We're bringing a whole new neighborhood there.
How's it going to work with the highway?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we're going to need to find ways to help people to cross the Dekari Highway without, you know, by being more safe. We're going to bring, a bypass eventually. Yeah, but we're laughing.
That shouldn't be your major concern.
But when you have a bike patch, you know, it slows the traffic, basically. So it's something that is good for people who want to feel more safe. But we're going to have to work around the Jean Talon and Descaries intersection to make sure that people are able to go to their home.
It's already crazy with it. Let's be honest, you guys are going to build underground tunnels at some point over there because, we can't move over there. It's already, I don't know, like, we have that salad factory there. I don't know what's going on in the corner.
Salad factory.
There's no plan for underground passage there, but...
I'm joining that committee.
Yeah, he just wants to make decisions now, too.
I'm joining that committee.
But come, we need your ideas, basically. And one don't important message that. I want to give to people, you know, as a local government... Everything that people tell us, I could make the change, you know, sometimes more quickly than you think.
Okay.
So this summer, for example, I met families in the Triangle, in Namur Metro, who told me, you know what, we don't have a sentiment de communauté here. You know, we don't feel like we live in a neighborhood with other families. So what could you do about it? So we planned, une fête de la rentrée for the families, for example. It's a small example.
Yeah,
it's a small thing.
Welcome party.
But when you tell us something as a local elected official, we could really have a direct impact on your daily lives.
Oh, man, beautiful things. How could people follow your journey? You know, let people know how they could connect with you. You know, if they're a resident of Coldness NDG and they have some ideas or complaints. How do we get in touch with you?
Any woman who wants to be in politics, okay? Yeah. It's very heartwarming to see you at this table today.
Thank you.
Vanessa's going to be in politics just now as well.
Dear.
She's going to be the mayor of West Island. You can't be the mayor of West Island. You can't be the next mayor of West Island.
The West Island has multiple boroughs. I can't take over all of it.
Well, you be the Roxborough.
Yeah, exactly.
Vanessa from Roxborough.
Exactly. So there's all my social media, but you could also, there's once a month, every first Monday of the month, we have our borough council. I would really encourage people to come. Listen.
So where is it?
It's Descaries and Queen Mary. So it's at the Bureau d'Accès Montréal. It's where our offices are.
Oh, I love that office.
Exactly. So come every...
Next to the Wendy's.
Exactly. So every first Monday of the month, we really need to see more you know, people from everywhere coming there to share their needs, because it's often the same people, and I really want to hear, you know, diverse needs
it's like TV where you guys are all sitting up on this thing and there's that one mic. I got mad complaints because you guys made the bike paths and then the cyclists don't use the bike paths, and then they're in the road. I got mad complaints.
Listen, do you bike? Because I was I
don't even bike, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I took mountain biking in college. I took it as a class. I mountain bike.
How long ago was that?
How old do you think I am? Exactly. I know I'm not 21 like you. She turned 21 yesterday. But anyway, I got to play some Drake. Okay. We got some hoods stuck coming up. We got stuff coming up next. But we want to thank you so much for being on the show. Come back again. You're
please.
Fun.
I would want to come back. And I need to buy some shoes.
Yeah, all the dignitaries want to buy shoes. And next time when you come back, you got to bring Valerie Pond, because I got some questions for her, too.
Okay.
I got some body cam questions
for her. Bring your girl.
I'll ask her. But thank you very much for having me.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, great, man. Much of my city, we're speaking with Colton Edge and Energy Mayor Gracia Kazaki Katua.
Yes.
Beautiful soul. Congolese for life. Next time you come back, we'll talk about the rice. Couldn't get into the rice this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Likes the way I eat down. She likes the way I put it down.
Yeah.
She likes the
way. Tad for the bad loop. Send the city and it's all on me. Time, no time when the love's so blind that you're all I can see. No, the night won't be the same if you don't leave with me. Top head down, they tie your dress down. No, I like it. Goodness, girl in the back city got an itty bitty, but that come with it. Got you hoping that a flash come with it. Looking single in the club, but you hoping that a man don't. Get it, and she pulling up late night, no tease, play fight, big jaw, gray white, to the daylight, put it to sleep, cause I don't need no Xana. She with me, then she gon' need both hands, yeah. Big penthouse, spend another 10,000, nothing getting rent out, money getting sent out. Good brain, good head, get the sense out. Then I make it rain in the bed, pull a tent out. She likes the way I put, boy, what now, and I likes the way I ain't gotta call her whenever I'm in town, but she know when to pull up on the block, throw the hood up. The Bucktown boy, what great with the foot up, call me when you need somebody to work on that body the way that it should have. Yeah, I pull up AM, scotch color gray bands, whole room darker than Ray Bans, and I'm still on it. Like spray tan, I would get it popping with you or your eight friends, but look,
like, you know, don't listen to anyone. Everybody's scared. You know, everyone tells you how things worked out, but it worked out for you that way. And then a lot of people will try to put their fears on you. You can't do that.
You ask how many girls I've been with in my life. I tell you I stopped keeping count when I was 25. I ask you the same thing. You tell me 7 guys, but we both know that's a lie. Because if we're counting head and if we're counting drunken nights, then that number that you gave just might be off by 8 or 9, but it's still nowhere close to mine. Marcus probably had to bring me straps like 30 times. He took over like 4 years ago when Courtney had resigned. I've been talking sex with Courtney since like 2005. We've been friends since junior high. Tough to enjoy the company and never cross the line. She's like, is it more than 100 with everyone combined? And I say, yeah, that's being kind. At one point or another, they all felt like they were mine. I had a lot of backs that I would never talk behind. I'm not really into threesomes, I like one thing at a time.
I like when it's you and I.
Plus, I always feel like if somebody outperforms you, that could jeopardize your pride. And I'm not into choosing sides. Unless we about to sleep and you asking me what's my side. It's the right at home, but this a hotel, so you can decide. Lessons that I learned before hitting my prime. Confessions that I blame on a zodiac sign. Things you need to hear before we say our goodbyes. Free myself of it all, watch the Scorpio ride.
On
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let's go for the music. Okay, 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 okay. The East End's in the building. 13 years in the game. Hoodstock is in the building.
Shout out to Hoodstock.
No griot, no Haitian patties, no, man, what's going on, ladies? If you guys don't know, this amazing nonprofit organization called Hoodstock, doing great work in Montreal North for the last 13 years. How do you guys kind of got started, right? It was right after the Freddy Villanueva, right?
Yes, sadly, you know, August 9, 2008, Freddy died by the hand of a police officer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the craziest thing is that the community was calling out the racial profiling for a while. So they were like, let's just prevent it. Let's just do something. And then he died and it just created so much pain, you know? It was it was crazy. And I remember just not necessarily being there because my grandmother and my cousin live really next to
the park where
he actually died. And, you know, the people were so in pain. And then Hoodstock, the first name was Montréal Nord République, and it was a movement. And I remember calling, it was like, let's just gather all the strength, all our voices, and call out what is happening and make noise just to make sure it will never happen again. And just turn that pain into a purpose, into a project for youth and for the community.
Hoodstock, but hold on, I messed up.
What do you mean?
Je m'en pas fait les bonnes introductions. Introduce the people, because I just got the picture. It just says Hoodstock. I apologize, Vanessa. I'm sorry, man. Introduce the people who you guys are. I know they see you guys on live and stuff. Sales, just fix the camera, make sure we get the lady with a beautiful pink blazer as well. So, point of talk, let people know who you guys are and what's your role in Hoodstock.
So, my name is Nancy Zagbayou. Je suis chargée de projet dans le projet Travail de Milieu.
Hi, my name is Cassandra Exumé, and I'm the general coordinator since February 2020.
Okay, what does a general coordinator do?
Listen, making stuff happen.
Exactly.
Because what I said
before, just in charge of everything.
But when we start, when I came, we were only 3 employees, and now we're like more than 15. Like,
oh, great.
Just because, like I said, it was a movement. There's a lot of militant around the like this beautiful organization, but it's a non-profit organization. There's politics, there's rules that need to happen. HR needs to come in. We have to make sure that our team is strong and make sure that we can do the work in our neighborhood. And for that, we need structure. That's why I'm here.
And she does a great job.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. You're so sweet.
Okay, so let's go into it. So Hoodstock, We the Hood. Let's go. I love the website. Whoever did the website, we need to get that guy over here in the Morning Detour as well. Okay, you can donate to Hoodstock. The website there is hoodstock.ca. And so let the people know, what are some of the initiatives that you guys do with the port-à-port? Let people know all the different activities that you guys do so people know how dope Hoodstock really is.
Absolutely. I'm going to let Nancy take that one. But the thing that we really do is create it for us by us project. So for us, it's really listening to the community and make sure that we have projects that are connected to the needs and what they are actually asking. So Nancy's working on the Justice Holistique.
Yes,
she can talk about that.
Justice Holistique.
Hold on, Nancy. Hold on. We'll get you a little closer. go.
Yes, so Justice Holistique is a project that addresses the overrepresentation of Black people in the criminal justice system. And so it is a restorative justice project for people who are Black, by people who are Black. We accept people who are over the age of 18. And instead of them going through the criminal justice system and having a criminal record, they can complete our project to pay their wrong to society and not have a criminal record.
Hold on.
Talk about systemic changes. That's what we're doing.
Hold on. You guys have a back door to not getting a criminal record?
So for specific offenses, if you're eligible to a program called Le Programme de Mesures Générales de Rechange, you can participate you can be referred to by the Justice Department to our program. And then you have to complete certain tasks, have to be part of the program. You can go to healing retreats. We have Afrocentric workshops, psychosocial follow-ups with the person accused. We have some culturally sensitive measures that the person can do, like mentorship and other sanctions that the person can complete.
Okay.
And once the program is completed, you won't have a criminal record, but you need to fall under the offenses that are eligible for this program.
Well,
you need to have a certain age, and you need to be a person who is Afro-descendant.
Okay, well, look at that.
I love that.
Look at that. You guys are the modern-day Black Battalion over here.
It's super well-rounded, too, how you guys are, like, doing all the angles. Especially, like, honestly, especially because Montreal has seen, like, a lot of violence in our city recently. Some is police-related or even gang-related.
Right.
So how do you work to keep our youth out of the streets? Mm-hmm. And what can other boroughs do to follow an example of you guys?
Well, when Nancy talk about justice with the stick, it's a holistic approach. We are really putting the human in the forefront. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that I think that's something that is really lacking. We're always thinking that there's just one way to heal and just stop violence. No, there's so many aspects and layers that can make something happen like that and what we're seeing today. And just let's put it like, our youth, well, my youth is really different from what the teenagers are going through right now. Through a pandemic, going through everything, climate change, it's a lot. Social media as well. So you cannot, we really have to take care of the human and just look at it. I know there's another project called Travail de Milieu that Nancy is also working on, and it's really just preventing what is happening. It's no surprise. When someone in so much pain, it's like, you're going to maybe act on it one day. But why can we not do the work beforehand? Mm. And Travail de Milieu is doing that so great.
So tell us real quick about that project.
So when it comes to violence in our community, it's important to address the underlying causes of the problem. And young people in Montreal North don't have the same access to resources. Mm. They don't have the same access to
psychological services.
Yeah. And so what we do in Travail de Milieu is that we meet people where they are in the community. We build a rapport with them. We identify their problems. And then we try to respond to their needs by offering appropriate resources and services in order to prevent them falling into criminality. So we've had many projects workshops that we've completed over the year. This year we've had about 22 different events. One of them was, they're grinding.
I'm trying to, you know, je vous écoute, and I'm wondering to myself, why isn't there, first of all, a Hoodstock Wellness Center in every neighborhood in the city? Like why? Cause I see the Ville de Montréal gave you guys stamp, and you guys are accredited. You guys are official. Yes. Nonprofit is recognized by the white people and all of that. But what I don't understand is that I'm gonna be honest. It's a more in detail. They know how I get down. Uh-huh. But what I understand is why isn't there a Hoodstock Wellness Center in every neighborhood? You guys are doing real work. Like I want to talk about. You guys have a program. Les violences sexuelles. What is that? What's that about? Because they don't talk about that much in the news, but the date rape and drug thing is on the rise. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sexual violence cases happening across the city. How many women got killed last year?
No.
And you know, the government gave money, I think $275 million, but that's what they do. You know, they're going to say, okay, we're going to give X amount of money, but we're not hearing the work, and you guys are actually doing the work at Hoodstock. Why isn't there a Hoodstock Wellness Center in every neighborhood?
Yes, and let me put some light on that project, Hoodstock Violence Sexuelle. I'm going to give a big shout-out to my colleague, Narges Mustafa, Julie Tran, partners like Marilyn Lopez also.
Let them know.
Listen, like, when we talk about sexual violence, let's talk about women of color. How difficult it is to be trusted. How difficult it is to get access. Like, if you live in Morano and you get raped, for example, the service is so far in terms of mobility. So you have that impact. You just been through like earth.
Yeah, everything is trauma. Hard. All
everything
way.
Is hard. Just to get there is hard. And then just to get your testimony trusted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many like barriers. And for us having a diverse team, like we understand the pain that our community is going through. And that just make us so aware of what we can do because we are living the police brutality. We are living the sexual violence as well. We are living all of that. So when we come and help the people that come in for our project, we're well equipped because of our experience also.
You guys
and
are like a modern day Black Panthers.
Yeah.
you guys are like Neighborhood Watch, Black Panther all rolled up into one, and a little bit of Queen of Sheba, I feel, in there. A little bit of Cleopatra in there. I love Hoodstock. I want to do a march. I want to do a petition. I want a Hoodstock Wellness Center. Watch the caviar, Vanessa, with a little resto bar. only griot and duri. Only griot at the little canteen. Griot, duri, and pate, I see. Oh.
And you've mentioned the killing of many women in the community.
Femicide,
this year, the femicide. Yes, we're having a discussion in the community.
When? When is that?
December 1st at the MCC.
Maison de la Culture et Communautaire de Morana.
In Montreal, North.
Awesome. Okay, send us the information. Over shot. You guys have our email. This is why the more detours here. We need to talk about that because I don't understand as a man how men could take it off. I know emotions run high. I know a lot of these things are called passion crimes. Mm-hmm. But to go to extent, I don't think a lot of people understand that death is final. There's a finality behind it that a lot of people don't understand. Like, you'll never hear her talk again. You'll never see her again. And I think there's a disconnect somewhere in terms of the respect that a lot of men have towards women.
I mean, we have to prevent it and have a discussion with men and women. Like, let's say, like, if you're like a...
Yeah, some of y'all LGBT, be triggering. You
know, but it's for every sexes, every gender. I mean, it's a conversation that we need to have as a community. And I'm not trying to point, like we really just have to take care of each other as well. And just see how we can
heal
as a community. Thank you so much.
Talk to me about Festihood. I want to be part of Festihood.
So
what's Festihood?
The Festihood came during the pandemic. We were going through a lot of issues in terms of making sure that we connect to the community, that they're aware of what they need to do, like wearing masks and social distance.
Yeah.
And Moranor, shout out to them. Ils faisaient vraiment bon travail. Ils prenaient leur masque. Ils avaient une belle. Ils prenaient soin d'eux et pourtant, it's a neighborhood that was mostly hit by the COVID. But what we did during 2020 and 2021, we really distributed a lot of masks and just make sure that we connected the community. And the Festihood was the idea of having a Saint Jean Baptiste with our colors because we live in Quebec, 24 June. So every, we did our third edition this year and it's about giving out food also.
I want to be at the next Festihood.
Let's go.
I need the detour booth.
And the only thing is Hoodstock is also an art and culture. Like, it starts with an art and culture, like shows and everything, because through art, you can just...
Yeah, you guys are fly. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
but you can just talk about your pain through art, you know, and having that Festihood, that festival that's going through every little street and give food and music and people dancing sur leur balcon is just a beautiful, beautiful moment that we're having every day. It is.
Listen, man, you gotta know about Hoodstock. You guys gotta stop hiding in the East. Okay, we don't have that much time left, but let people know what's the next big thing. I know you guys have the Talk for Femicide coming up in December, so have you guys back on again. We'll talk about that. But what's the next big thing we could look out as we're closing out the year, and what are you guys looking to do in 2023?
We're still doing initiatives. We have power lunches at École Calixte La Vallée, which is pretty much bringing mentors from artistic area and just talking to the kid as well. As a general coordinator, and just I heard the mayor before, always doing strategic planning. It's important for us to get structured to be ready for the next year. So many things. I think the best thing is to follow us on our Instagram, social media. We also did a partnership with Espace pour la Vie and did a micro musée. So we have the lounge on November 18 at the MCC also. So follow us and you will see how much work we stays working and working. How you can come and just visit us and be a part of our initiatives.
And talk about us. Talk about us with your friends, with your family.
Yeah.
And if you know people who may be eligible for the Justice with the Stick program, please send them our way.
No, we have to get you guys to come back and talk more about that. The Justice Hoodie Stick is very interesting, and I think we need to do a little bit more in-depth thing. So we'll talk off air and we'll set something up. I think that's really important. So people are just aware of these services because a lot of people don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So Hoodstock, I'm going to push for the Wellness Center.
Yes.
Real quick before I let you guys go, who makes the best rice?
Jollof rice? What rice are we talking about?
Listen, I'm Haitian.
No. Excuse me. I thought you were Haitian as well. Okay.
No.
So you're Haitian. And
yes. I'm a half Congolese, half Ivorian.
Oh, I heard the Ivory Coast is beautiful.
It's fantastic. You should come.
No. It's not you should come. I think every black person, we don't have enough time to go into them. But real quick, A&E did a special about 8 years ago, right? So A&E did a special about the oldest bones in the world. So the oldest bones in the world is found in Africa, right? Mm-hmm. And they found that there's a piece of DNA in this bone that all of us have. No matter... And race is a human race, but now in social construct, they put race as color, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody, white, black, Chinese, purple, whatever you are, we all have the same strand of DNA. that originates from this bone. A&E told me. A&E, I know the white people are trying to disprove it hard on A&E.
Yeah.
But it was there. You know, we all originate from this bone in Africa. I think every black person has the duty to go to Africa. I'm going to go with sales. We do, me and a group of friends, Grind on Shine Later, we do sponsor all boys club in, what's it, Nigeria or something like that? We have something over there for the kids, man, because there's a lot of street boys. You know, we try to help out everywhere, but I have to go to the Ivory Coast. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have to go to Nigeria too, man. And I see a lot of beautiful Congolese women too. So I said, man, is Africa going to be a treat? And then beautiful thing you guys have in Africa too. You guys have, I think it's called Cité des Soleils, Palais des Soleils. You have this big palace that's in the middle of a jungle. I'm going to show you there.
Really? Okay, I'm learning today.
If I ever got married on my 20th anniversary, I would have brought my wife
if
there.
Where is this conversation going?
No, but I'm saying, if I ever got married, that's a place I'll go. So you have jollof rice is the best rice?
Ivorian rice, jollof rice is the best rice.
And what you got?
Come on,
Rijon Jean,
of course, it has to be.
We need a rice off for the holidays. We're thinking about doing a Christmas party. We're thinking we're going to have a rice off with you guys. But Hoodstock, We the Hood, man, you guys are doing great stuff. Love to have you guys back on. And I just feel like more people just need to know about you guys, man. Mm-hmm. All over the city, not just in the Montreal Nord. But thank you guys so much.
Well,
you guys
are
great.
Thank you for having us.
Honestly.
Really, such a pleasure.
Let's play some trap music here.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Montreal International Documentary Festival is celebrating its 25th edition, a unique opportunity to enjoy the best documentary films from all around the world.
This fall, the RIDM returns exclusively to theaters and venues with screenings, festivities, and much more.
See you from November 17th to the 27th.
Discover the full program at RIDM.ca.
The RIDM, where all stories meet.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the morning detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Works. My grind, my turf, my fiends, I serve. Make money, I splurge. Whole team in it, we first. Ain't no acting, never rehearsed. We be laughing, baby, we smirk. Keep it stacking up. All of my haters can blow me. You think you better don't know me. All of you bitches just suck on the tip of it. I don't want none of you around me. What in my waddies? We cannot see to go funnies. Crawling my shorties. They shoot out the coupe with no warning. I've been hustling all night and day to get the weight up. Bodies in the crawlies with me. We gon' get the paper. Haters lurking on me from the moment that I wake up. They don't even know me. They just know I'm on my way up. Yeah, I mix the pink with the purple. Better get high than herbal. Y'all bitch, they be funny in a circle. Whoa, yeah. You know, this is the probably a hurdle. And you cannot stand in my lineup if you don't belong in my circle. None of my haters conform me. Sorry, this ain't origami. Up at the top, it ain't lonely. I'm bringing all of the homies. I'ma bring all of me grody. Cause we getting money, no problem. Globetrotting like we Harlem. Way too legit to be falling. Way too focused, we ballin'. My work, all perks.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Good morning, Montreal. Thank you so much. 8:57 in the morning. The last 2 hours have been amazing.
Yeah,
Vanessa's been great having you here. Your pre birthday turn up early. So now you're going back to bed. You're done.
I need to take a nap because you got me out of my house at like 6:30.
Let the people know how they can find you. I think you could be mayor. You don't think you could be mayor of Roxborough?
I could be.
How could people find you? Give us all your secrets. The name of the company you're trying to open. Who you're trying to hire?
Yo, my HR degree is gonna kill it, eh? Don't even sleep on me. Don't even sleep
What's
on
the
me.
Salary rate? But let people know how they can follow you. You're doing great stuff in the community.
It's just my name, so Vanessa Manroop on all social media.
She's a sneakerhead, so she's taking sneaker donations if you want.
Oh, 1,000%. DJ Kicks needs to kick me in some.
If you want to send Vanessa some sneakers for her birthday, please do that.
Please do. My and big 25.
Let me shout out one more time. Make sure you guys follow Diva Classique. They're doing Christmas giveaways as well. So follow that. We'll mention that more next week. But yeah, man, it's great. It's man, Diva Classique has revealed its biggest sale ever of their beauty products. So shout out to them. You can follow them as well on Instagram, Diva Classique. Beautiful things. And you roller skate?
No.
You know DJ Blaster got his roller skate. I'm definitely going to DJ Blaster's roller skate birthday.
I just want to be the girly on the side, you know, with a drink in my hand.
You don't skate?
No.
I can skate on ice and roller. December 3rd. Oh, you saw the video when I did
it.
Yeah, so December 3rd, DJ Blaster's roller skate birthday party. Roller skates at 9, after party 11. It's going to be at Le Rink Complex. That's going to be a good look, man. Shout out to Sean Dell, DJ Kicks. You're looking to buy black. 6714 Fielding. You can also find them online, dgkicks.ca. Shout out to everybody on the YouTube, the Twitch, the Facebook. Thank you for listening. It's been a great show, man. What a community show.
It's been fun.
Maybe get you back here again. I was trying to get a 4-hour extended Christmas show, but we only got 2 hours.
What?
No, we got 2 hours. But I might do an ugly sweater Christmas party here.
That's
with Sean Dell. I might do that, but I'm not
a
Christmas person. No, not fine. I just wanted to cray mask.
You're terrible. Drum.
Good day. This is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil. C'est CKUT 90.3 FM. Et bonne journée.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Chasmuck.